Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Before you get on me for just being a wise guy here, you don't have to take my word for it. Here is the president and CEO of Frank Productions at the GNUS conference, Joel Plant.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Come on, that's the first thing you said.
He said that.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Vice President Kamala Harris waking up in Milwaukee this morning for a day of campaigning across Wisconsin. She's said to be at the Pfister. No word on if the VP's down by the breakfast buffet yet, waiting for it to open here.
I don't know that it's like the Best Western at the Pfister.
Ooh, eggs today.
Right.
Ooh.
Are you making your own waffle?
I like it. Just wait in line for the waffle machine. So,
ma'am, we don't open until 6:15.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Yep.
Do you mind if I... Okay. All right.
You're on the vice president.
Later this morning, she's expected to be at UWD Milwaukee. Student paper is reporting there that she'll be at an event there. Media Milwaukee reporting the students have been invited to that event. Like, so some students are getting texts saying, hey, stop by.
And it wasn't on our agenda. We get a loose agenda
right
when one of the big polls is in town.
Keep it close to the vest.
Right. It's going to be here. It's going to be there. But so we're learning about this because students are saying, well, I was invited to something. Yeah. So something is happening.
Look at this text I got. Yes. Yeah. So there's going to be an event on campus today. She heads to La Crosse later on, followed by an event in Green Bay late this afternoon, before then heading to Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight. Now, she's going to be campaigning with Mark Cuban, of course, the longtime billionaire businessman, owner of the Mavericks, also part of Shark Tank on television. Now, here's what's interesting. In a break from tradition, Harris skipping the Al Smith dinner in New York City tonight. Now, what's the Al Smith dinner? This is the traditional dinner sponsored by the New York Archdiocese. It raises money for Catholic charities, and candidates have always gone. And there's always been some lighthearted roasts and ribbing of themselves and the other candidate, because both of them are always there.
It has a feel of the correspondence dinner, right? The Washington thing where they make fun of each
right.
other and
now,
take some themselves.
In 2016, Trump was pretty harsh on Clinton, and enough where like there was even a smattering of boos, like, hey, man, taking this a little too seriously.
Throttle back.
But Harris not going.
This is typically something that's a bipartisan political event that both candidates attend, so it's not unusual for him to be attending, but the reality of this is we will be 19 days, I believe, until the campaign at that point. And that's why Vice President Harris isn't going. She is breaking with tradition by not going.
Yeah, so I guess that's what we do. We don't really have traditions when it comes to campaigning anymore. You do what you need to do to win. That's ABC's Catherine Falders there.
I'm curious about the strategy. Was it something that she didn't want to be in the presence of former President Trump? Was that going to be an issue, or was she worried about things that would be said?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great point.
Because did she not have enough good joke writers?
I mean, because usually there's some very cleverly written jokes. I'm curious to see which way Trump goes with it tonight. Meanwhile, speaking of Trump, he was part of a town hall on Univision, and he was asked by Latino voters during that town hall about the debunked claims of Haitian migrants eating pets in Ohio.
I was just saying what was reported. That's been reported. And eating other things, too, that they're not supposed to be. But this is all I do is report. I was there. I'm going to be there. And we're going to take a look, and I'll give you a full report when I do.
He says he is heading to Springfield, Ohio before the election, which is now 19 days away.
We've got a new Packers kicker, and he talked. So we're going to hear from Brandon McManus. That is coming up next in sports.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Green Bay Packers will have a new kicker on the field Sunday, releasing rookie Braden Narveson, officially signing 10-year veteran Brandon McManus. McManus had been accused of sexual assault on a team flight last season while he was playing with the Jaguars. The league investigated, ultimately took no disciplinary action, and cleared him to play upon the completion of that investigation. Here's General Manager Brian Gutekunst.
Really good conversation with Brandon, last night, obviously in his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, as we kind of, last week when these things got cleared up within the league, he got past some other things, those conversations kind of picked up, and wanted to make sure that we did. due diligence. Again, we feel really good about that and where we sit right now, and we're excited to get him out there.
For his part, McManus, who from the start denied the allegations against him, is just grateful for another chance with the Packers.
It's been a difficult time this past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity, and I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
Okay, but can the dude kick? So fast forward to Sunday, what are we going to see?
That'd be interesting.
Won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. He's a career 81% field goal kicker, and we need some consistency for sure at that position. We'll be tested Sunday. Texans come to town at 5-1 for a noon kick at Lambeau.
Thursday night football, Broncos and Saints tonight on Amazon Prime. Bucks back to work tonight as well. The preseason finale in Dallas. No,
yes,
Chris,
please.
Middleton. Yeah, let's get on with it. Middleton's still out, hoping to be good to go for the regular season. That's next week, Wednesday, when they take on the 76ers in Philly. But our coverage tonight, Bucks and Mavericks, starts at 6 o'clock right here on WDTMJ. First tip is 6:30.
One of the best in the game at calling the games is sticking around Milwaukee while also growing his national profile.
Deep right field, and a leaping catch! Oh, my goodness!
Ryan Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin on that call. Brewers broadcasts will be taken over by Major League Baseball next season. We talked about that, about a week or two ago. And the Brewers announced that Anderson will be back. But if you watch a lot of Brewers, you know you don't see Anderson all that much, right? He's not calling all of the games, does about a third of the Brewers' schedule because he does, like, all the sports for TNT. Turner Sports announcing this week a new multi-year contract with Anderson. NBA, college hoops, PGA Tour, and next year they'll add tennis, too, because he didn't have enough to do. TNT Sports has the rights to the French Open for the first time at Roland Garros.
You know how difficult that is to do? To just be able to do one sport, then another sport, then another. I mean, that's impressive. He's really good at it.
Because sports is sports, right? Talk to a lawyer.
Yeah.
You say, well, I don't really practice that kind of law. I'm a trial lawyer. Yeah. I'm a what? Talk to a doctor. Well, I'm a spine expert. I'm not going to operate on your foot. But just sports is sports. So to know the ins and outs, yes, of golf and tennis and all the people playing in the
all
NBA
the players, yes.
And the college. And then go, and then just, you know, in your free time, stop in and call a Brewers game and be as good as he is. So congrats to BA. Super good guy by all accounts.
Yep.
So everybody who knows him, appreciate whatever his talent that we can hang on to here in Milwaukee. 6:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Did you know it's either or? Do you have to do one or the other? And one typically begets the other. I'm talking about the law in Wisconsin, when you see emergency responders while out driving, particularly on the freeway, you are required by law to either move a lane over, so kind of be a lane clear of those first responders and whatever traffic they're involved in there, or if there's traffic, you know, you can't get over, then you are required by law to hit the brakes for safety. This weekend marks an awareness day called National Move Over Slow Down Day.
Imagine driving down the highway, feeling safe and secure. Suddenly you see flashing lights ahead. What do? Well, if you know the law, you know you have to slow down, or better yet, move over safely into at least the next lane away from those stopped vehicles. Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant Erica Balwig-Larson is shining a light on how important this law actually is.
Move Over Day is a day that we kind of want motorists to reflect and think about the people that are working alongside the roadways. Whether that's a first responder, highway maintenance worker, tow truck operators, or any other emergency service vehicles that are on the side of the roadway. We want motorists just to kind of think about those people and that potentially their lives could be at risk when they're traveling by at highway speeds.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, thousands of emergency personnel are injured or killed each year while on the job. Many of these tragic incidents could be prevented if drivers simply moved over. And if you can't move over,
slowing down is not going the speed limit past us. It's slowing below the speed limit to a speed that's safe. And it doesn't have to be a speed that's like so low that it's causing a traffic incident behind you, but it's just a speed that's much safer so that it gives a little bit of a cushion just to give them a little bit extra protection.
When workers or first responders are out on the side of the roadway, where the majority of vehicles are traveling at a relatively high rate of speed, they have practically no protection against a wayward vehicle that might creep into the shoulder just a little bit. All while these vehicles are tearing past them, they have to stay focused to do their jobs, sometimes saving another person's life. think of how many times you've let go your focus and you've just slightly slid over just a little bit. Now picture a human being there, just trying to do their job and go home safely to their home and family. Puts a different spin on it, doesn't it? So that's why you might get pulled over if you don't.
A lot of times it might be just an educational lesson for when we stop motorists. And other times it might result in a citation. If you can't move over, we would obviously very much appreciate motorists to slow down.
You could also face some hefty fines and points on your license, not to mention the possibility of hurting or, worse yet, killing someone.
Fine for this violation can result in a citation of $263 and 3 points. And it is a moving violation. So that's where the points get added to the citation.
There's also another aspect of the law that most folks don't realize. I mean, I didn't realize it.
In December of 2021, the Act 115 took effect. That law creates emergency response area within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with their lights on. Handheld devices are banned in that area, which we want to remind people that fines do double in work zones as well.
So you know what I'm going to say. I always say it. Slow down, stay in control, and give the workers and first responders a wide berth when you see the flashing lights on the side of the road. Cut them some slack and slow it down so that everyone can get home safe and sound. Debbie Lazaga, WTMJ News.
Yeah, a lot of folks, you know, it's got to do what you can. It is frustrating, though, like right when they're off to the side of the road and you're like, I got to get over, but I'm packed in here. So then,
right.
All right,
yeah.
Hit the brakes, slow down a little bit, Deb.
And then people get mad and... Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, I just shudder and think, even like as I'm slowing down because I can't move over, I like kind of get freaked out a little bit going, just, I don't want them to fall into my lane.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I'm like white knuckling it as I go by. So you just got to be really super careful because the last thing you want to do that is to hit anybody. Yeah. And this particular sergeant was at an honor guard memorial. She's part of the honor guard, and she, you know, it was because of a trooper that got hit from I think Illinois. So it was just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, good piece of awareness there as well. Sometimes it just is, you're not paying attention, you're not doing whatever, so putting that front and center for folks is a good thing. So there's a new kicker in Green Bay. How will that change the offensive game plan for Matt LaFleur? Head coach comments at 6:45.
It's such a loss. I'm 20 years old, and One Direction has been a part of me since I was like 8 years old. They mean and they meant a lot to me, every one of them.
Fans gathering outside the Buenos Aires Hotel where One Direction star Liam Payne fell to his death from a third-floor balcony. Liam Payne, if you don't know the name, is part of a British pop band that is no longer together, but huge back in the day, One Direction.
Distraught fans remembering One Direction star Liam Payne, gathering at the Buenos Aires Hotel where he was found dead.
I can't explain how I feel right now. I'm shaking. I'm really nervous. I can't believe what is happening right now.
Payne was in Argentina after attending a former bandmate's concert. Authorities say he jumped from his third floor balcony. Police had responded to the hotel for reports of a man acting erratically, his body later found in the courtyard.
Yeah, we're told someone at the hotel had called 911 to report an aggressive man in the hotel. That kind of lines up, TMZ reporting that it was definitely him who was causing a quote-unquote disturbance, if you will. He had been candid in the past about his struggles with addiction, admitted to grappling with alcohol abuse and prescription drug abuse over the years with and without One Direction. But yeah, no word now as of yet whether or not he intended to jump or if something else occurred here. But yeah, fell to his death on Wednesday.
Well, outside of the personal tragedy, obviously that is for him, for his family, and for fans, there was also the expectation that ultimately someday One Direction would get back together,
right, yeah,
for one of these reunion tours. What, Harry Styles, the most successful,
yes,
in the solo career for
that group. And it would have been enormous, right, if that were to happen. One Direction, one of the biggest boy bands ever. Like, people think of New Kids or something like this. One Direction was enormously popular.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
It's that time to honor ourselves an everyday hero. We define an everyday hero here on Wisconsin's Morning News as a average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Sometimes you could say that they'd be saving a life again.
You should know, Eric came to me yesterday. He's like, I got a good hero today.
Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care, Azura Memory Care. So we head, Vince, to North Texas, Comanche County, where Jacob Bell is driving along Highway 36 when he comes across a major car wreck. Vehicle flew off the road, in the trees in a ravine, upside down. It's on fire.
All I could see was airbag, so I started digging through the airbag, and I could see his arm was dangling like that.
Bell tells WFAA-TV he knew the driver was in rough shape, had to get him out of there.
And he had no pulse. He wasn't breathing. So I pulled him up to the top of the road and administered CPR.
So first responders show up, take care of this guy. They think he had suffered a medical issue before the crash. So thankfully, Bell was there. Right place, right time. So listen to what he says here. What was he thinking about, he's asked by this reporter on WFAA-TV, when this is happening?
What was going through your mind?
Not again.
He says, not again.
I had just gone through this.
Yes. Bell had just been credited for saving a teenager from drowning just a few weeks ago. It was actually a national story. You probably recall this. A 15-year-old and her friend were drowning during a baptism in a lake. It happened during a baptism. Bell pulled the girl and her friend both out of the water. She survived. Unfortunately, her 21-year-old friend did not during that baptism.
I had one that I wasn't able to get to last time that still haunts me today.
Yeah, he says he still struggles with that he wasn't able to get them both. He pulled them both out. He conducted CPR on this 15-year-old. So he was just called a hero a couple of weeks ago on that story. Now he's being called a hero again. A little awkward for him. He says he does see the world differently now. And it's giving me a springboard to see the world in a different light and maybe change the way I do things and maybe get to a different place where I can help more people.
How many more? Right, you already saved two lives.
Isn't that amazing?
My goodness, this guy.
Yes. Thank you, Bell, for being an everyday hero. Thank you, Jacob, for being an everyday hero again. And it sounds like we might be thanking him again someday in the future.
He gets another one. He's Batman.
That'd be amazing. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst said the team did its due diligence before bringing in kicker Brandon McManus to replace the struggling rookie Braden Narveson. McManus, accused of sexual assault on a team flight when he was with the Jaguars last season, the league investigated, the NFL did, took no disciplinary action upon completing that investigation and cleared him to play once again. So the Packers pick him up, that's how he's here. On the field, McManus had his struggles early in his career, talked about being demoted when he was kicking with the Broncos, and then finding his stroke again.
You know, I worked hard, earned my starting job back, and then had, you know, one of the best seasons in NFL history that year to help them win the Super Bowl. So, you always have to prove yourself in the kicking position.
Called it a black and white position. You're either making kicks or you're not. As for whether this will change head coach Matt LaFleur's approach at all to the kicking game or his offense on Sunday?
Not necessarily. We'll see how the week goes, but, I mean, this is the National Football League. You expect whoever you send out there to go out there and make the kicks.
But by the end of Narveson's tenure, he wasn't expecting him to make the kicks, and he was doing other things. They were going for it when they could have kicked it.
So that's exactly the point. Yeah. If you have greater confidence in your kicker, is that going to change your mindset on fourth down in some of these situations?
Absolutely,
yes.
Right?
You hope so, if he's better. So Narveson out, McManus in, big test Sunday. 5-1 Texans come to town for a noon kick at Lambeau.
Speaking of football, Thursday Night Football is tonight, Broncos and Saints on Amazon Prime. The Bucs are back to work tonight. It's the preseason finale. This one's in Dallas. They get back to work finally for real next week, Wednesday, against the 76ers. So there was hope that maybe Chris Middleton would get some time on the court tonight. Doesn't sound like that's going to happen, but they do hope that he'll be back before the start of the regular season next week.
I don't need to see Giannis tonight. Right? He's running a little hot for this preseason as it is. So let's keep my man on the bench.
Playoff baseball, the Mets fall to the Dodgers in the NLCS. LA leads that series 2-1.
And we'll take what we can get. Although his national profile is expanding, we're told he's still going to be around.
Shallow center, Adames. Oh! What a catch! Over the shoulder! A gem from Willie Adames.
Brian Anderson on Valley Sports Wisconsin. Anderson just inked a new deal with Turner Sports where he will expand his national broadcasting duties. I don't know how,
Like, he already does everything.
Right, what could he do now?
NBA, PGA Tour golf, college hoops, and Turner announcing he'll now be part of the French Open coverage in tennis next year.
Ah, yes,
from Roland Garros. Anderson only right now doing about 50 Brewers games a year. But the Brewers, when they announced the move to Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball is going to take over the broadcast instead of Bally Sports or Diamond Sports, as it were. So they did say Anderson will be back next season for however many games he's available. He's one of the best in the business. Good guy to boot.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dom Catronio, who works closely with him all the time, host of Brewers Extra Innings, just raves about what a good guy he is. I've seen him in the ballpark, being close to him. He'll engage with fans. He talks with folks. He's just happy to be there.
Had him on the program before. Just a good dude.
So we'll take him for as many games as we can get. 6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I just want to scream hello.
We were so right. We were so right.
Yeah, you called it.
Didn't I?
Yep.
You agreed, though.
I did, but I was holding out hope that maybe some...
That I was dead wrong.
There'd be a bombshell, like a big band or something announced. Anyway.
We hedged our bets a little bit, but Eric and I were initially skeptical about the news conference that was scheduled regarding the new entertainment venue that is going up on the old Bradley Center property. So just south of Fiserv Forum, you remember... There's going to be this venue. They're already building it, right? But then there was this big news conference was scheduled.
And what would the news conference be, considering we already know that they're building it? They've already started.
You're younger than me, but do you remember Great Space Coaster? That kid show?
Great Space Coaster. Yes.
Kind of a Muppet sort of thing. Yep. And then they had like a newscast all the time with the news anchor, Gary Ganu.
No, Ganu's is good. Ganu's with Gary Ganu.
The whole bit with Gary Ganu was there was no Ganus in his show. There's no Ganus. This news conference yesterday should have been hosted by Gary Ganu. It was not a Ganus conference. The mayor is there, Bucks president Peter Fagan, alderman for downtown Bob Bauman, president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee, Peggy Williams-Smith, and the president and CEO of Frank Productions, whose FPC Live is going to be booking the venue. News conference. They put up the bat signal. Everybody come on down. We got a news conference.
And we discussed this. You threw out feelers to all your sources.
So nothing happened. Like nothing. And before you get on me for just being a wise guy here, you don't have to take my word for it. Here is the president and CEO of Frank Productions at the Ganus Conference, Joel Plant.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Come on, that's the first thing you
said. He said that. I didn't make it up. It's the guy holding the news conference.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Come on. This is your fault.
How is it my fault?
Because yesterday you said multiple times, well, I reached out to all my people because you had multiple people you reached out to and you weren't getting much. There's no chirping. And usually if it's something big, there's some chirping. Or if it's super quiet, that means it could be big.
So that's what that's how I hedged it. Yes. Was like, okay, because nobody's giving me anything on this, it's either such a big deal that nobody wants to step on it and screw it up, right? And get out in front of it, or it's a big old nothing burger. And if they told us that, then nobody would come to their little Ganus conference.
You dictated their news conference. He had to couch it at the very beginning because of you bringing
it up.
You
think he heard the show?
Yes.
Like, I just want to be clear, actually. This isn't that big a deal. Thanks for coming.
I know some of you think this may not be a thing, but maybe a thing.
All right.
You were saying Coldplay might be announced.
That was you. You said Coldplay. And you knew it wasn't Coldplay because it's only a 4,500 capacity venue. There were some other, in fairness, there were some tidbits of news in there. Venue cost about $70 million.
Which we knew.
No naming rights sponsor yet.
Okay.
No shows to announce yet. So I guess no Ganus is Ganus in that regard.
Yeah, you're right.
In still greater deference to the folks holding the news conference, they had wanted to and planned to do something like this, a formal news conference, because they didn't have a big old groundbreaking ceremony. They didn't do that because they wanted to get started on building the project prior to the Republican National Convention. So weeks before the convention, they actually began work on the site.
So this was their groundbreaking?
Sort of, right? With everything going on, they didn't have time or, you know, the means there to do the gold shovels and hard hats thing. So they said, let's get together at another time and sort of do that.
But you don't have to. Like, no one was calling for it, were they?
I guess not. I don't know. They thought we'd get together later and do that.
This is totally your fault.
That's what they did on Wednesday.
This is Gary Gnu, and the No Gnus is Good Gnus show, the only TV Gnus program guaranteed to contain no Gnus whatsoever.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.